Hello and welcome to our midweek reflection here at Runnington Baptist Church. My name's Sam Hackett and I'm the minister here. In today's reflection, I want to look back at a passage that I preached on last year from Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 to 23. You might want to pause this recording now and read it for yourselves. It's Numbers 9, verses 15 to 23. I've been reflecting again on this passage over the past week, really, since the government announced the easing of lockdown for religious groups, allowing churches to begin meeting again. I have a meeting this evening to discuss this further with our church trustees, but the likelihood is that it will still be some time before we're able to gather again due to the vast number of practicalities that need to be put in place to comply with social distancing and hygiene regulations and to ensure the safety of all those who are attending our church. But I don't necessarily think that this is a bad thing. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to be able to get everyone together, to worship together and to enjoy fellowship with one another. I also recognise that for some this time has been extremely lonely and challenging. But I also believe that God is using this time to bring about change, to renew us and to lead us into a new landscape. Boris Johnson may have said that churches can meet again. Great. But it's God's voice I'm more concerned about hearing. What is God saying to us? Where is He leading us? What has God been doing during this wilderness experience of lockdown? Alongside this reflection on the church website, I've included a couple of really helpful articles by two friends, one by Andy Glover, who heads up Fresh Streams, and the other by Ruth Rice, who runs Renew Wellbeing. Both of these articles lead us to think about how we use this time in lockdown, and also they give us fresh ways of thinking about the future. Before looking a bit more at this passage from Numbers, let me just read a paragraph or two from the article by Andy Glover. He says this when talking about the current lockdown. A principle of spiritual renewal is that it always follows a period of crisis, change and transition. And I believe that this moment of transition and change could provide a catalyst for it to happen again, for personal and corporate renewal. But we will not experience this by following the same patterns of life and ministry that failed to deliver renewal in the past. No, we need to be interrupted and have our patterns halted. No one is enjoying what is happening, and none would have chosen it for 2020. But if we don't back away or resist, what might God do? Renewal always comes when we align ourselves with God's timetable. And now is a chance and time unlike any other to do this. So we need to lean into this time of transition, primarily through surrender, with a response that says, I want to know what you are doing, God, more than all the things I think I should do. The passage from Numbers chapter 9 follows a time of crisis. The Israelites had escaped slavery in Egypt and, led by Moses, they travelled in the wilderness towards the promised land. They were looking forward to the restoration and renewal that lay ahead following this time of crisis and challenge. They had a reason for hope and for optimism, similar to perhaps the hope and optimism that some might feel as lockdown restrictions are starting to lift. But to reach the promised land, they had to travel from Egypt to Israel. This was a difficult and dangerous journey across the wilderness of a desert. It was a journey that took them 40 years. Interestingly, this journey should never have taken that long. Google Maps tells me that if I were to walk from Cairo in Egypt to Jerusalem, I could do it probably in about a week. We need to make allowances for roads being better today and the invention of sat-nav, but this journey still should never have taken 40 years. Surely God could have taken them a shorter route if he'd wanted to. but perhaps this was part of God's plan for his people. Maybe there were lessons to be learnt along the way that they wouldn't have learnt if God had taken them an easier route. How often do we rush to reach the destination without allowing God to lead us in the journey? In our current situation, should we rush back to normality because the government says we can? Or would it be better to take our time, to seek God, to allow space for him to meet us, and to find him in this wilderness experience? Should we go back to running all the same groups and meetings that we did before? Or should we be open to God leading us in a new direction? I believe that God is using this time to bring about renewal, to shape us and to mould us in a new form. So how did the Israelites approach this wilderness experience? Today's passage tells us that on the day they set up the tabernacle, this was their portable temple, a cloud covered it. Whenever the cloud lifted, the Israelites would pack up their stuff and move on. Whenever the cloud settled, they would stop and set up camp. I'm not fully sure how this navigation system worked. I don't know whether they were following the cloud or whether they wandered aimlessly until the cloud descended. But either way, they relied on this cloud that God had placed over the temple to show them the way to the promised land. The cloud would settle and they'd set up camp. It would rise and they would move on. As we read in the passage, sometimes the cloud would settle for a short period of time, sometimes for longer, perhaps sometimes for a day, sometimes for a month, sometimes for a year. I'm not sure we would put our trust in this form of navigation system today, but throughout this passage we read repeatedly that the Israelites obeyed the Lord and followed his cloud. So what does this passage teach us about allowing God to guide us through the wilderness experience that we face today? Well, the first thing it teaches us is that often God will only guide us in the next step. He takes us one step at a time. In the journey the Israelites take, they never know where they're going next. They wait, and when the cloud lifts, they take the next step. They walk, and when the clouds descend, they stop. I wonder what would have happened if God had tried to take them straight from Egypt into the promised land. If that journey had only taken them a couple of weeks, would they have been prepared for the new life that God was offering to them? They needed this step-by-step journey to teach them how to live as God's people. As they travelled, they learned how to pray, how to listen to God, how to trust in God. And they learnt how to argue with God and how to lament during the difficult times. Could it be that through this time of lockdown, God has been taking us on a similar journey, learning how to pray, learning how to listen, how to trust, how to lament? This is a great opportunity that we face today to draw closer to God in prayer and to learn to trust in his guidance when we can't see what the future holds. The question on many lips has been, when can we start meeting again? But I suggest our question should be much broader and braver than this, asking God simply, what next? What next, God? What is our next step? The second thing that this passage teaches us is about living in the here and now, living in the present. The Israelites never knew how long they would be camped in one place. But everywhere they went, the first thing they did was to set up the tabernacle so they could continue to worship God. They didn't abandon their Jewish festivals, and even though they were in the wilderness, they still celebrated Passover. In this wilderness experience, whilst waiting for God to show them the next step, they never stopped worshipping and they never stopped serving. It's important that we continue to worship and to serve God in our current context, however temporary, and however much we hope for a different future. I encourage you again to look at the articles posted alongside this reflection on the website. The article by Ruth Rice is really helpful in getting us to think about what it means to be present, living in the here and now today during lockdown. And the article by Andy Glover has a really useful section talking about the new opportunities facing the church in terms of worship and serving God in this time of lockdown and beyond. I've been really encouraged by the opportunities we've had to worship and serve God in a new way and to support our local community during this time. We've provided online services reaching more people than we normally would. We've put on some online assemblies for the local school. We've referred more people to the food bank since lockdown began than we have in the past 5 years. I've also been encouraged by the way individuals from Runton Baptist Church have reached out to support and to get to know their local community and their neighbours. These are all opportunities to worship and serve God in the here and now, and in the situation we find ourselves in. At the start of lockdown, we were quite flexible in the way we formed and shaped a new way of worshipping and serving God in this new context. Rather than returning to our old format as lockdown is eased, let's be just as flexible, shaping a new way of being, guided by God, that fits the new landscape that we'll find ourselves in. Let's be prepared to worship and serve God in the present, in the here and now, just as he's calling us to do today during lockdown. Finally, I think this passage teaches us to be prepared as we seek God's guidance for the future. In this story from Numbers chapter 9, the Israelites never knew how long they would be camped in one place. It could be a couple of days, or it could be for a year. Wherever they went, they set up the tabernacle and continued to worship God. Whilst they were willing to settle for as long a period as God guided, they were also ready and prepared to move on as soon as the cloud lifted. The tabernacle was purposefully designed to be portable. There was a lot of stuff to transport, but it was relatively simple to set up and pack away when needed. By the end of the 40 years in wilderness, they would have been experts in packing away and setting up the tabernacle. They knew exactly what they needed to do to keep in step with God. They also would have spent a lot of time watching the cloud. As soon as it moved, they were obedient to God and ready to take the next step that he had in store for them. We should always be prepared for God to move us on from where we are currently. This might be preparation for a practical move, or this might be spiritual preparation. The leadership team of Runton Baptist Church will be preparing all the practicalities that will enable us, when the time is right, to begin gathering together both on Sundays at St. Peter's Rooms and in the week at the Hub. But our preparation needs to be deeper than these practicalities. We need to be seeking God individually and collectively, drawing closer to him and seeking his guidance for the path ahead. We need to have our eyes on him, just as the Israelites watched that cloud, so when the time is right, we can move. So this passage teaches us three important lessons about allowing God to guide us through the wilderness. The first is that God tends to guide us one step at a time. The second is to worship and serve God in the here and now. And finally, we should be prepared, ready to move when the time is right.